Trying to cage wacko birds. Next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principles and Policy. And along with me today is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst and very good friend, Chuck Michaelis.
Great to be with you once again, Barry. As always, it's an interesting time to have a radio show that focuses on a Christian worldview on all kinds of different issues.
Yes, that's exactly what we try to do here, and hopefully we succeed to some level. One of the things that we've been talking about, Chuck, and so we're going to talk about it a little bit more because it keeps getting more and more interesting, and that is the current infighting in national Republican politics between the what we would call the establishment GOP, which by the establishment we mean the moderate to leftist, long-time entrenched interests and or politicians who power is the only thing that they play for anymore, and the up-and-coming young buck GOP led by such luminaries as U.S. Senators Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, and yes, of course, since he's been in the news a lot lately, Rand Paul of Kentucky. And Chuck, as we've talked about before, some of the old establishment mules like John McCain and Lindsey Graham have basically been falling all over themselves to try to, well, disrespect the young bucks in some sense, trying to put them back into their place because they're a bunch of, well, wacko birds, according to John McCain. And I think that they really are showing the fact that after a while of being in an environment, you kind of lose touch with what goes on outside your environment. It's kind of an isolationist mentality where you forget that there are other viewpoints, there's other modes of operation, there's other cultures that are moving and playing in the total environment because you spent all your time, say, sitting in an office cubicle with no windows. You don't know that it's sunny, raining, snowing, or hurricane outside. Fair. But I think at the GOP, John McCain and Lindsey Graham may have just looked into the eye of a hurricane.
Well, we run into the same problem that everybody else in the country can see the problem, and the people in Arizona and South Carolina don't seem to be able to. This is the same phenomenon we run into when everybody in the country thinks our congressman is a bum, but he's our guy. Everybody thinks that Congress is bad except for their congressman. And that's a little bit of the phenomena that we see here. But what's interesting about these things is that you're right. These guys get into the position and then they forget what it's like back home. The fact that they fly home every few weeks to spend a few days and maybe have office hours and that kind of thing, they don't remember what it's like. There's a reason why there is a term limit. Now, you and I have both talked about the fact that term limits have not worked out. As everybody thinks that term limits are a great idea, you know, holding people to like three terms of this or maybe two terms of that or whatever. They have actually been disastrous in the Ohio legislature for conservatives. The party, which is showing in the article that we're going to be talking about, the party is basically staffed by liberals. The Republican Party is not conservative by any stretch of the imagination. I don't think in any state. Ohio is a perfect example. Arizona is another example. Yeah, they want to continually foist these left-center guys who will surrender to any liberal thing that comes down the pike as long as they can, quote, keep the party from being embarrassed. Well, what they mean by embarrassed is they don't follow those particular ideas, and therefore they're embarrassed by the idea that someone would actually stand up and defend the United States Constitution. Now, they'll give lip service to the Constitution and say, oh, well, we're all following it. But as we're teaching our class on the United States Constitution, we just read an article by Joe Sobrin in our book called How Tyranny Came to America. And in fact, Sobrin makes a very sobering statement in there, and that is that the United States Constitution poses no threat to our current form of government. And that's an absolute fact. Can't be denied by what we see in Congress these days.
All right, well, let's unpack that for people, because, and say it again, because it may not have sunk in to some of our listeners.
Joe Sobrin says the United States Constitution poses no threat to our current form of government.
That's right. Our original document poses no threat to our current form of government because our current form of government has strayed so far from it that it's not recognizable by it anymore.
And what we've got going on is when people actually in power start pointing back to the Constitution and saying this is the guideline for what our power is, the guys who are busy violating it over and over and over again in their actions in the Senate and in the House suddenly find themselves possibly having to deal with the firebrands and pitchforks of the constituents in their home areas. If they discover, if someone, one of these guys like Rand Paul, for instance, makes sense to enough people, and they start to say, hey, that's not in the Constitution, or that's prohibited by the Constitution, why is he involved in that? Then they're in jeopardy. So what they've got to do is commit character assassination against these guys and get them out of the way and make them look bad so that nobody, everybody says, oh, he's been a good guy for so long. He's been a great senator or congressman for so long for us, and he's brought the bacon home. We need to make sure that continues to happen.
Well, and I think that you do run into that quite a bit, but I think what's happened is that we're seeing a sea change, Chuck, I believe. I think we're really on the front end of a sea change because, well, number one, people are starting to wake up. Now, obviously, with Senator Paul, his filibuster last week really started the conversation going because here was somebody who took the Constitution for what it meant, utilized it, and used it to point out the fact that it's supposed to protect American citizens. Well, what's been the fallout from that so far? Well, we talked a little bit about McCain and Graham and some of their, shall we say, less than flattering comments about Senator Paul and others. But there's been some more that's been happening because over the weekend and into the beginning of this week, a conservative organization called Contract from America, which is a conservative organization. Now, honestly, it's the first time I've ever heard of them, but they started running a poll, and they've had 190,000 votes cast as of Monday morning, and that the lead for who should be the presidential candidate for conservatives, basically, in 2016's election, well, number one, almost not quite walking away with it, but number one, with 80% of the vote, is Senator Rand Paul, followed closely by such folks as Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker and Florida Senator Marco Rubio as being the top three vote getters. Now, this is kind of showing, Chuck, that, wait a minute, Paul, Walker, Rubio, those names aren't names like McCain or Grassley or Graham or Hagel or any of the other old guard establishment Republicans. You don't see Mitt Romney. You don't see those names popping up here. And as a matter of fact, some of them who some of the are the younger element of the Republican Party who are acting a lot like the old moderates. Oh, somebody like, say, Chris Christie is actually sitting at the very bottom of the poll of 32 candidates at number 32.
Well, what's funny about that, Barry, is 6 months or before the hurricane came through on the East Coast, Chris Christie could have gotten elected to a number of high offices because all the GOPers were, for some reason, especially the conservatives, were all like, oh, I like this guy, I like this guy. It had to do with the fact that he stood up to unions in his state, especially the teachers union. Well, Barry, that's a no-brainer. You're going to start seeing that all over the place because it's breaking the bank and everybody knows it and there's no more taxes to be gotten. So you're going to see these guys standing up. So the fact that a liberal Republican stood up to a union, so what? It really doesn't mean anything. So now all of a sudden Chris Christie comes out, basically does a photo op with the president and helps him get more votes as if he was actually going to win in New Jersey, which was never going to happen. That state is going to be blue no matter what you do. The fact is that Republicans don't pay any real close attention to what some of these guys think. I mean, you look at some of the combinations people are talking about, I'm just dumbfounded. But you also look at who's not on the list. You haven't got guys like Jeb Bush. Bush is like way down the point. Bush is doing the big push now. He's basically testing the waters to see if it's okay. And he's now flip-flopped on a path to citizenship, what, twice now?
Yes, at least twice.
So he's attempting to nuance his position, and he's doing it in the typical Bush fashion, which is basically foot in mouth and not doing very well at doing that. But basically saying that there is no Bush baggage and that kind of thing. Well, of course there is. There's a whole lot of people out there are saying, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I don't think you're going to see that happen. You never know, though, Barry. I would not have guessed that Mitt Romney would have been the presidential candidate in 2012. But, hey, there he is. You get divide and conquer, and this is what you get. What's going on with Paul? Is he going to run for president? Well, you want my opinion? Too early.
Yeah, I do believe that it's way too early, although we know that now we're in perpetual campaign mode, Charles. And so if anybody is going to have a shot at getting a nomination, they actually have to start now, really starting to get serious about setting policy goals, engaging the national conversation, raising money, going around to various states like, well, those hotbeds that everybody goes to, like Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Ohio, and others, to start garnering support and potential delegates so that when the time comes when the filing deadline hits for the 2016 presidential primary, they've got they command the field with their advantage.
Well, and that's it. And what happens is that the first thing that happens is the left wing of the Republican Party basically joins up with the news media and does character assassination. Every time somebody makes a misstatement, it's as if they've been caught boiling babies and eating them. You make one minor mistake, and all of a sudden you are the most complete idiot and a moon bat, and you name it. I can give you specific examples of what was done. Wacko bird. What was done to Michelle Bachmann early on in the campaign? She was assassinated. Sarah Palin. Assassinated.
And you mean that figuratively, not literally, so just in case anybody who's running off the highway now wondering when that happened.
Their character and their reputation.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the way it's done, and this is what we see going on with Rand Paul now. They need to assassinate his character now, because I know what's going on here. Rand Paul saw what they did to his father. And by them, I mean the news media in combination with the rhino leadership of the Republican Party. And he knows that they're going to try to do the same thing to him. He saw what happened to Bachmann. He's seen what's gone on with Palin. He sees what's happening with every conservative who's attempting to break out of the pack. I saw a thing on Yahoo yesterday that actually said, now get this, this is like, we don't understand this. Why is Paul Ryan still trying to repeal Obamacare? Well, maybe because it's unconstitutional and we were lied to about it in order to get it to pass and it's going to break the bank. All very good reasons for getting rid of it. And yet Yahoo, who is a propaganda arm of the media, basically is out there saying, why is Paul Ryan still trying to repeal Obamacare? And see, we get that kind of stuff constantly. You're bombarded with it. Even when you tune into Fox News, people, if you think Fox News is conservative, Fox News is center left. Now, when you put it up against MSNBC, CNN, CBS, ABC, CBS, yeah, it looks conservative. But you know what? Great Britain looks conservative next to the old Soviet Union. And yet Great Britain is a bastion of socialism. This is one of the traps that conservatives fall into. You know, is the enemy my enemy, my friend? Well, sometimes he is and sometimes he isn't. And we're finding out, I think, if you're paying attention to what's being said, the enemy of your enemy is not your friend. The enemy of your enemy is somebody who's trying to work you through logical fallacy into a corner where you would support him no matter what. That, I think, is what's going on here.
Well, that could be a very good analysis. Now, we have some other data that will show probably a lot closer to the truth than we might imagine, but we're going to have to save that for tomorrow as we look at how some in the GOP are drawing out the long knives to make sure certain candidates don't get a leg up.
And Join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.